right, it's now time for Save Water Santa Fe with Mr. Bob Wood. Good morning, Mr. Bob.
You always have to interrupt me during before I get to my guitar solo on that song for the opening.
Oh, sorry about that. Go for it. Go ahead, buddy.
No.
You got this. The spotlight is yours, amigo.
I wish I had talent.
Let me try this again, because you have a ton of talent. It's now time for Save Water Santa Fe with Mr. Bob Wood.
How's Dead that? Silence.
Crickets. So, buddy, always good to visit with you, my friend.
Well, it's always good to be here at the end of irrigation season.
It's the end of irrigation season. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. It's cold. We've got a lot of water in the soils, but keeping an eye out on things. So if you have an irrigation system, whether it be drip irrigation or spray irrigation, it's time to shut it off and water with your head for a while.
Right.
In other words, when it's dry, when you can actually take a moisture sensor, you can get anywhere, Walmart, all those sort of places, stick it in the ground or dig in there with your finger. If the soil is still moist, it doesn't need to be wet, but if soil is still moist, it doesn't need water. Give your landscape time to go to sleep. It's in that period like we are. When you first go to bed, you're still wide awake, but thinking about 4 million other things going on. So that's all the plants are trying to do, is to calm down, get ready for winter.
Yeah, that's really smart. Have you done that at your house?
What, go to sleep? Yeah, all the time.
Oh, that's funny. Have you turned everything off?
Oh, yeah. No, I've sat down. I don't have an irrigation system. I like to go out and water with my water hose because that's just the way I grew up.
More strategic.
And
it's calming.
Since the most I have in my yard is my little garlic garden, that sort of thing, it doesn't take much. I work too much, so my plants have to suffer, but they're happy.
There you go.
And my dog loves digging things up, so I don't have to worry about rototilling or anything.
So you're turning off for the season, and what about draining the water from the irrigation lines?
That's necessary if you've had that problem in the past. Drip irrigation, yes. The main thing to do there is make sure you open the drain at the far end of the lines. Sometimes it's just a bend in the pipe held together with a coat hanger, but usually it's a little plug that screws on. Just get in there and make sure you disconnect it from the house or from the valve, that sort of thing. You can blow into it, but for the most part, that plastic will absorb a lot of that freezing water as it expands, unless it's a lot of water in there.
It's important to do now. I mean, we've had, a day or two of freezing temperatures now?
And last weekend, we had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
That rain will last you a month in the soil.
They're saying the weather forecast for the upcoming week has a bit cooler temperatures, mm-hmm. getting down into the lower 40s. Some possible snow showers on Monday. 30% chance of snow showers is what they're saying there in the mountains. But the overnight lows are dipping below 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's a perfect time of year for it. You see the leaves are turning yellow. They're starting to drop. They're starting to pile up. That's all the creator, I'll just say. This is exactly what things have been planned for. Your weather changes. You're getting the plant material that provides us with so much benefit throughout the summer and everything else is now giving up all those leaves, which again are for benefit, for organic matter in the soil, that sort of thing. So there's always time to work out there in the garden. There's always something going on in the landscape, but it's a natural process, and the best we can do sometimes is just stand back and get out of the way.
Yeah.
But automated irrigation system this time of year is such a tricky prospect because a lot of people have all year long, they've watered, you know, three times a week starting at 2 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's the wrong thing to do this time of year. It gets a little cold at night. Could freeze on that sidewalk or the street out front, trip and fall or slip. And if it's a neighbor that does it, it could be your fault.
You know what? You have this awesome website called SaveWaterSantaFe.com.
Absolutely.
Has some great tips, especially for this time of year.
And we've worked very hard on that. The entire team has worked on that. And we get in there and change it as much as possible, but we always have to anticipate the questions that are going to come up for future use. And so that's what we've been looking at right now. But as you go over that website, if you find anything that's we've got a bad link or if it's got some misinformation, please call us and let us know. Our office number is 505-955-4225. Somebody's usually in the office every day. And just let us know because it's a big website and we aren't paid as website developers, so we do work quite a bit on it. But I think it's great, especially when you're working with the Ion Water app or trying to understand it, which is a lot of what I do, working with customers, setting it up, or when they're changing from one house to another, getting off the old Ion Water and onto the new Ion Water, things like that. But also, reading that Ion Water, I can tell when you irrigate, when you don't, or when it irrigates that you don't know about.
Well, let's remind people, if somebody's new to this program,
well,
let's tell them about the Ion Water app, shall we?
Well, it's a product we brought along in 2015, 2016, and we've changed out all the meters in the city, residential-wise, to they're basically, when you stop think about it, there's a little cell phone embedded in your water meter, an AMI, automatic water meter. And what that does is it reports in once per day because that's all we need, read it once per day. But when it reports over a 24-hour period every 15 minutes. So we're able to go in and see on a leak. If you have a leak that says you're leaking 2 gallons per hour, which is kind of small. I can go in and check it on the minutes, and if it's only leaking, you know, the 2 gallons per hour once every 15 minutes, that means it's a toilet because the water slowly leaks out, and then the water refill is what we read. So we're able to kind of tell whether it's a hot water heater or whether it's a toilet. Right now I've been catching a lot of swamp coolers that are still on, haven't been turned off yet. And that can be fun.
Well, with Ion Water, you can have more control by monitoring your water usage on your phone, tablet, or computer. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right here on KSWV Radio with yours truly and Mr. Bob Wood, host of Save Water Santa Fe, co-host, shall we say. We need to send a shout-out as well to your other co-host, Christine Chavez.
Christine Chavez, Patricio Pacheco, Ramon Coriz. We've got a lot of good people there.
Patricio Pacheco. Patricio was on with us last week. And then Ramon's
get a word in edgewise with him on.
He's a smart cookie, I tell you that. And Ramon, we're going to have him on the radio with us.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be back with more right after this. And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe with Mr. Bob Wood. Good morning, Bob.
Still a wonderful morning.
Still a wonderful morning. The sun is bright and shiny. Crystal clear blue skies, my friend.
I miss that sun in the morning. Something went wrong. All of a sudden now it's dark when I have to go to work. I don't know why.
It's dark in the morning and it's dark in the evening.
Well, I guess that's progress of one way. We get too much sun in the summer, not enough in the winter.
Yeah.
Somebody must have planned that out.
Well, so now that things are changing, the weather's changing, in addition to the advice that you have for your water system, your outdoor water system, what other advice do you have for folks?
Well, talk about that. I like to kind of keep it on outdoor.
Okay.
But if you've got any sort of grass, it's not, and I'm not talking bluegrass, but any sort of grass, a lot of it this time of year is going to seed, especially with our fescue and other things. So think about one more time getting out that lawnmower, the weed eater, so you can spread that seed around.
Is now a good time of year to spread? Like, let's say you want to.
Yes.
Let's say you actually want to plant seed. Is now a good time to kind of.
Depending upon what you're planting.
if it's just like just kind of native grass?
Well, the plant will tell you. In other words, if it's producing seeds for the fall, then those seeds need to be planted in the fall. If it produces seeds in the spring, then you know you got to plant them early in the spring to avoid the frost. So go out, talk to your plants, see what they want to do.
And when you talk to them, do they grow healthier?
I'll swear by it, yes.
Like flowers?
Yes. But the other thing is right now you've also got to remember on a lot of, especially with the native plants around that we've got, what time did they bloom? Because that's going to tell you when you have to prune them or cut them down. If they bloom in the spring on the old wood, then you're going to want to prune it back to get it in shape this time of year. If they bloom in the fall or in the summer on the new wood, you don't want to touch it. You want to leave it alone and let that all those new starts come up, and then after it blooms, take it down.
There you go.
Because sometimes plants can just get, they can get robust.
Well, you know, I'll start talking to my plants.
Yeah.
I'll start today in Spanish. Bilingual.
I'm not bilingual at all. That's my biggest shortcoming.
They have these apps now. You can just, you know, translate. So then all you have to do is translate, you know, your English into Spanish, and you could talk to them in Spanish if you want.
Oh, I've got one on my phone, yeah.
It's pretty easy now.
It is. However, if the translator made a mistake, I wouldn't know. That's the scary part to me.
That's funny. So, yep, folks, fixing water leaks is always in season. Make sure and stop on by SaveWaterSantaFe.com because there's a great post of information that that you all talk about fixing water leaks. It's important to recognize when you have those leaks, and sometimes leaks are not so obvious. So having that Eye on Water app can help you keep an eye on those water leaks for sure.
And if you find a water leak, or you know of a water leak using the Eye on Water, but you cannot find it, it might be time to bring in a professional, a plumber, a licensed plumber that's able to come in and find that sort of thing. We've had several instances that have come up with somebody's had a long-term leak. They don't believe it's a leak because nothing is wet, that sort of thing. And all of a sudden, they find out they have a small but consistent leak underneath the driveway.
And let's remind folks about the awesome rebates you guys have.
Oh, how many rebates we have. We have tremendous rebates. And we've not really partnered with, but combine the rebates from PNM and what we have here within the city, you can get some great deals on a new washing machine, a new dryer, even though we don't have rebate for that. I received a rebate recently for my new refrigerator that went out. I got $165 for buying a Energy Star efficient refrigerator. And I can't yet say that I've saved money on my electric bill, but I'm sure I will. I just haven't received that bill yet.
So remind me, how much time do customers have from the purchase date to submit their rebate application?
It has been, I believe it's up to 6 months right now. We extended it during COVID.
Okay.
But and we're pretty tight on that. Please understand, everybody, we don't deal with our own money. We're dealing with yours.
Right.
So when there's a rule out there on what you can do and can't do, we have to follow it pretty precisely. But it's much easier to go ahead and apply for the rebate right after you purchased it. And another thing, after when you do purchase it, something like a washing machine, make sure you get the name of the old machine and the serial number off of that, so we can kind of track to make sure it's recycled. We do rebates on toilets, of course. We've done that from the beginning. Rain barrels, which that'll be the topic of my next show, is how to drain out and get your rain barrel ready. But if you have a rain barrel, you know how much it has helped you in your landscape throughout the year. I've got a lot of customers now who are coming up going, well, I've had 2 rain barrels, but I need to get 30 more.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's a number of different indoor rebates, folks, so make sure and take advantage of that, like you're saying, Bob, whether it's for toilets, clothes washers, or they're for dishwashers, that type of thing. And P&M also has customer rebates for Energy Star.
Yes, and they'll even come out and do an energy audit on your home.
Yeah, so you can get rebates from the water and from the electric utility.
So sometimes when you're standing there at the big box store deciding what you're going to buy in the way of a new appliance, you know, check out one versus the other. Go on our website, and we actually on the clothes washers will have a link to the EPA's website that tells you whether or not it's Energy Star and at what level. So sometimes you can qualify for the lower rebate or the higher rebate, depending upon which type you buy. And talk with the people there at the store. They should know what's available or not. So sometimes you can find that something's on sale isn't as cheap as it should be if it's going to cost you more money over the years.
There you go. So coming up at 8:30, we'll be visiting with a couple of city councilors.
Great city councilors.
Any final shout-outs or thoughts for the program before we conclude this morning?
Oh, I thought you were going to say shout-out to the city councilors.
You can shout-out whoever you'd like, my friend.
Well, for them, I've got to say, that's a tremendous amount of work they do for the city at basically nothing. I don't even know if they get paid. I'm sure they do, but it's nowhere near the amount of work that they put in. I know the council person for our own Water Conservation Committee, Councilor Romero Worth, it's unbelievable the amount of work she does for us. A real dedicated professional.
Well, coming up, we have Pilar Faulkner and Lee Garcia. We'll be talking about District 3 and any other issues they want to talk to our listeners about. But, tune in about 10 minutes. Bob, it's always great to see you, my friend.
Oh, I'm getting kicked out already again.
Well, no, you can keep talking if you like. Go ahead.
No, it's one of those things. Sometimes you'll leave me talking, but I'm not on the radio. I'm just twiddling my thumbs.
Well, you know, you're welcome to, you know, keep sharing some info.
Well, the main thing I've got to say, especially today, is go to our website at SaveWaterSantaFe.com. Download the Ion Water app. It hurts me to promote it this much because it's something that everybody who has used it is happy with it. Sometimes it does work. Sometimes it doesn't. Depending upon how well the signal is working, that sort of thing. But it's something we haven't had before, where you can monitor your water on a daily basis from home instead of waiting for that bill to come 60 days after you've used the water and find out it's $500 more. So it has saved quite a bit of water and quite a bit of money for the customers, and we love it.
Excellent. Excellent. Good stuff, man. Great stuff. Cool. All right.
And I wanted to say happy Halloween to you. I didn't have many Halloween visitors last night.
You didn't?
I had two.
Well, you know, we had the fortuitous, we had the good fortune of trick-or-treating with some friends, and they live in an awesome neighborhood that have, like, you know, all the neighbors,
yeah,
you know, had all their, you know, decorations up and stuff. And it was a great time. So,
well, I know there were a lot of community events, but I also want to say thank you because I ended up with a lot of Reese's pieces that are just burning a hole in my refrigerator right now.
I love Reese's pieces. And then I got chocolate cake yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, Anita and Ana Maria brought over a chocolate cake. I wish I had some here left. I'm sorry, Bob. I'll stop by with something sweet later on today. Well, it's always good to see you, my friend.
And great to see you again.
You take care.